Hi, Taimes. I am your host, Diana, and you are listening to the Taiwanese Girl Podcast. This is a show where we can have a relaxed conversation of what it is like growing up as Asian Australians and being Taiwanese. Grab a glass of wine, get yourself comfortable, let's chat. In the spirit of reconciliation, the Taiwanese Girl Podcast acknowledges the traditional custodians of the country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respect to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders peoples today. Welcome back, Taimes. Welcome to another episode of the Taiwanese Girl Podcast. I am currently sitting in front of my bookshelf and I am in my PJs. I just showered. I have a laptop in front of me, a hugging pillow. Yeah, I'm very comfortable right now, actually. I think this is where I'm going to be filming all of my podcast. Very cozy, and I'm filming it on my iPhone 14 Plus that I recently got in the cinematic mode. And it's looking pretty good, actually. So for all of you listeners out there, please go support me on my Instagram, the Taiwanese Girl Podcast. And yeah, follow me. Give it a like. Let me know if it's good. So this is my first time filming it. So I'm looking a little bit awkward in the video. But I'm going to be looking down on my laptop while I go through this week's episode, which is my boarding school experience. It is a very exciting episode for me to talk about, to be honest, because boarding school has been literally the best experience I have ever encountered when I was young. I think it was really cool to not live at home and just live amongst a bunch of girls. On top of that, we're not an all-girls school. So the school I went to was a co-ed private school and up in the north side of Brisbane. I'm not going to say which school it is, but there's a few, but there's not a lot of co-ed school in Brisbane, I would say. But this one was a co-ed school. It was really exciting. There's a lot of parties, a lot of late night talks. I've learned all the girly things I could learn in my early teens that my mom probably wouldn't have taught me, because my mom is like the most non-materialistic person you will ever meet. So I am kind of glad, obviously I love my mom, but I am kind of glad I grew up amongst beautiful, strong women. And honestly, I think it really shaped me into who I am, into my womanhood, as to who I am today. There was a lot of strong women that I looked up to, especially seniors, when I first got in grade 7. Now, I made a few notes, so I'm going to go through my notes as I talk through my experience, because there is so much to uncover in this week's episode on my boarding school experience. So I want to first tap into why my parents chose to let me go to boarding school. In my previous episode, I briefly touched base on the fact that when I first moved to Australia, it was back in 2003. My English wasn't the best, I would say. I think, my English language was really bad. Like, so basically in primary school, I was not in the standard English class. So a lot of the, if you were like immigrated from another country that English isn't your first language, we get put into a class called ESL instead of your standard English class. So ESL stands for English Second Language. So I was in that class, and up until grade 6 in the primary school that I was going to. Moving into grade 7, this is in Australia, this is basically when you head into your high school era, or we call it middle school back then, but then I was talking to some mum at my work and they said grade 7 is technically high school, which I guess it is, I just like to be very specific. So I think middle school is what we call it back in the day, but maybe till this day as well. So I'm not too sure. So correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, so the reason why my parents thought about putting me into boarding school was the fact that, one, I was a very shy kid, and two, my English skill is just not on par. So at the time, we didn't really had a goal that my mum and dad wants to send me and my brother to boarding school. I think it was only because we were looking around all the different kind of private schools that were around Brisbane. My dad obviously wanted to give us a very, very good education, and I know I'm very lucky to be able to attend a really good private school. And so when we came across this particular school, it was a co-ed school. My parents didn't really want me to go to like a single sex school, even though there was a lot of girls school out there also has like boarding school within them as well. So when we encountered this school, they had boarding school. So when my dad and my mom were touring the school, I think they brought us along as well. When we were touring the school, it was a really nice campus, really good vibes. It was just like when we first stepped onto the school ground. I still remember that first day. It just felt like it was right. Like, I felt like all the other school that we've been to that I've looked at, it wasn't really, it didn't really resonate with me. So we had a tour around the school. We even toured the boarding school. And I think when I stepped into the boarding school, it felt really homey. Like, the staff members that were working there, which we call them mistress, the headmistress and mistresses, they're basically kind of like big sisters that help you, making sure that you go to bed and all that stuff, which I'll get into a little bit later. But yeah, anyway, so long story short, we really liked the school. So my dad asked me, do you want to pursue this particular school for your high school life? And I said, yeah, I think it's perfect. You know, I really liked it. And so we actually had to take an exam to get in. So it's just very simple essay writing exam. But then back then, you could imagine with my language skill in English, it wasn't that great. So I really studied for it to write an essay, and I can't really remember what the topic was actually. But anyway, I passed and it got me into the school. So my dad also asked me, do you want to go to boarding school? Because this may help you with your speaking skill. Because, you know, if you're surrounded yourself by people who speak English, you have to kind of force yourself to speak English. And my little little girl at the time, I actually quite liked the challenge, actually. I didn't mind the challenge. I was like, yeah, you know what? I think it would be pretty cool. And I think it's because I got really drawn in by the girls when I walked in to the boarding school when we were having the tour. And then just like the vibe and, you know, the common area, we have a pool table, we had a massive TV room to sit in to watch movie nights, massive courtyard that you can just hang around. You get your own like rooms as well, even though they don't have doors. It was just one of those curtain things that you back in the day. But then there's also shared bedrooms as well. So, you know, it goes in rotation. So that's what, you know, I saw when I walked in, and it was really, really cool. So yeah, so long story short, that's basically the reason why I got into boarding school. It was really random. There wasn't really like a aha moment, like, oh, I have to go to boarding school. Nothing like that at all. It was very much just, I like the school, I like the vibe, let's just give it a go, you know? So yeah, I took it. I like basically went in, and that was the journey of me going into a boarding school. Now, let's move on to the next point. How did I feel moving in when I was only in grade 7? And who is in charge of the boarding school? So, like I briefly mentioned, you have your headmistress and your mistresses. I know it sounds bad, but this is how we call them back in the day, headmistress and mistresses. So we could, or even you can call them Miss Hoffman or something like that, for example. Depends what their last name is. So then, but as a general term, you got your headmistress and mistresses. And obviously for the boys' boarding school, it's headmaster and Mr. something something. So that's how we call them. Yep. So and how did I feel being only grade 7? I think I was scared and excited at the same time. I think the excitement outweighed my anxiety at the time. I think the environment didn't really make me scared per se. Obviously, you feel nervous, like that's a very normal feeling to have when you're about to try something new. But for me, the excitement outweighed my nerve. So that was the only reason why I chose to go forward with it. Packed my bags. My mom basically packed every single clothes that I own in my closet at home and drove me in front of the school, checked me in. The headmistress brought me to my room. It was a shared bedroom because there was a rule back then. So from grade 7 to 9, I think grade 7 and 8, I don't know if it's up until grade 9, because I remember grade 9 I had a room of my own. But grade 7 and grade 8, we shared a room. So I actually had a roommate. And just so happened, they actually placed me with a roommate who is also Taiwanese. But she was a very, very, very westernized Taiwanese. Like, she was born in Australia, grew up, everything and all that stuff. Like, her Chinese wasn't actually great at all. So she most of the time spoke to me in English. So I didn't really get the chance to really bond with her. And also she was a senior, or she was like 2 years above me. So 7, 8, 9. So yeah, I think she was in grade 9. So maybe it is 7 to 9 that we have to share a room. But then you can technically request to not share a room with somebody, but there's limited space. So it really just depends. I think it's like first come, first serve or something like that. But yeah, anyway, so my mom brought me there, checked me in, all that jazz. Now, what was it like week to week? So, good question. Lol, I'm just telling myself that I'm asking myself a very good question, but I think I'm just very prepared, so I'm very impressed with myself. So, week to week, so when you, obviously we go to school Monday to Friday. Monday to Friday, we go to class. It's pretty nice. We get to sleep in because we live on campus. So we technically have to be in class at 7. Oh, sorry, by 8 to our form classes to start the day. So I'll go in a time, like in a time stamp detail of what my day-to-day is, like what is like day-to-day like in a week. So you wake up, let's just say it's a Monday. You wake up, 7 a.m., you go to the bathroom, brush your teeth. The girls are already in there doing their hair, doing their makeup, shaving their legs. Like, it was a whole chaos in the bathroom. Like, I don't know, for all of you out there who has lived in a dorm or who has lived with a bunch of girls, just maybe even in a shared house, it's pretty chaotic. You got girls playing music, playing Rihanna, Chris Brown, you know, blow drying their hair, curling their hair, putting mascara on. And with our bathroom, there's actually two massive bathrooms in the boarding house. So you get about 10 sink per side. So you can imagine both sides, 10 sinks along, like it's like a stretch, just like a very long bathroom. So that was pretty much every sink would have been taken up. You have to get up early to get one. But it's so funny because if you wake up any earlier, let's just say you woke up at 6:45, it's absolute, like there's barely any girls in the bathroom. But then if you wake up just a little bit late, like 7:15, you will have to wait, like, or cram in with somebody, or if some girls are nice enough to kind of just let you in while they do their hair, you can brush your teeth, like all that stuff. So it was chaos. So you wake up at 7, you get yourself dressed, you go brush your teeth, you obviously check in with your friends, because obviously, you know, me in grade 7, you make friends and you want to like go to breakfast together. So you'll be like, all right, see you tomorrow at 7. You wake up and all that stuff. So then once you brush your teeth, you pack up your stuff, go back to your room, get your shit together, get your bags and books and things like that, get your hat. Like, because in Australia, it's pretty strict. If you don't wear your hat on campus, you actually get a detention. And you have to brush your hair and put it up in a ponytail. You basically can't have your hair loose like I have it now. So you'll have to either braid it, put it up in a ponytail, tie it up somehow. So get your stuff. Anyway, then you head to the cafeteria, which is about a 5-minute walk from the boarding house. So you walk through, I remember this clearly, we have to walk through the library, and then you pass the library. It's basically just a straight road down. It's not a narrow road because you're basically walking through different classes to get to the cafeteria, which is next to our church, because I went to a Lutheran school, so the church is right there. Anyway, so you will go to the cafeteria, get your breakfast, and I love French toast day. We also get hash brown, but this is only on Sunday. But anyway, so we're pretty good. Like, we're actually getting, we get fed really, really well. So like every day there's always something different. Obviously it's on repeat every week, but you always know what you have on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way up until Sunday. So I remember Monday is always French toast, and then you always get cordial or orange juice in the morning and things like that. Actually, no, probably orange juice. They probably wouldn't give you cordial in the morning because it's not as healthy. So yeah, so I would say, yeah, orange juice, French toast on Monday. And I think Tuesday is like baked beans, spaghetti, toast. There's always toast, and there's like toasters and things like that you can toast your bread with. And then orange juice. I think orange juice is like a standard every morning. And I think Wednesday you get, I can't really remember what you get on Wednesday, Thursday, but I only remember the food I really liked. And then I remember Saturday and Sunday, you get like the naughty food. You get fish and chips, hash brown, more French toast, because the French toast that we have is actually coated with sugar. Like, it was amazing. I loved it. Oh, maybe even like curry. Oh, I love curry day. I think they mix it up a little bit on the weekends, but throughout the Monday to Friday, there's like a set menu, but I can't really remember on the top of my head. So as a boarder, you actually get fed breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So whenever it's lunchtime, all the boarders will actually head to the cafeteria, whereas the daybug, which we call it, who isn't a boarder, we call them daybugs, they obviously have to bring their own lunch. So yeah, I mean, come on. It's pretty good to not need to bring our own food. We literally just have to walk to the cafeteria and then we're fed. Like, it's the best thing ever. Anyway, so after breakfast, you go to school, you get your lunch break, and then you get your afternoon tea, and then you finish school at 3. You come back to the boarding house, and I remember back in the day, I don't know if you guys know the show The Nanny and Sabrina the Teenage Witch. It's a very old show. I'm pretty sure some of you out there would know these two shows because they're super, super famous, and I still watch them till this day. Don't judge me. But we will come back. The girls will come back at 3 p.m. on the dot because we live on campus again. It's pretty easy, quick walk back to the dorm. And there we always would go up to the common room, which is where the TV is. And the girls will usually just lay around the couch, sit around. You can actually make your own little snacks because the common room also has a little kitchenette. So you can actually, you know, make your own cereal or Weet-Bix or whatever if you're feeling a little bit snacky. There's also vending machines as well. So you can get chips and things like that, just, you know, if you feel hungry. So the girls will always put on these two shows. And I remember we would just be chilling around, watching TV, commenting on the show and just bonding or just asking each other how our day is. So it's a very chill vibe. fast forward, so this is kind of like our free time. So 3 to 4:30 is our free time. So by the time it hits 4:30, the mistresses will start rounding everybody up, be like, they'll start calling down the dorms saying, hey girls, get ready, we're going for dinner, everybody out by 5:15. So obviously some of the girls have to get changed, like, because most of us will still be in our uniform because we're tired. But, you know, as an adult, that is not tired. That's just me being lazy. Well, that's just us being lazy because we were living a pretty good life. Anyway, so you get change. People start leaving the dorm at 5. So we'll head to the cafeteria. Usually we'll hang out there a little bit. Some of the guys from the guys' boarding house, they will be playing rugby on in front of, because we have this massive, like, not a field, but like massive ground in front of the cafeteria, and you can do a lot of activities on it. So the guys will usually be there playing touch footy. Some of the girls that are quite sporty would be there playing touch footy as well, just to kill some time before the dinner is actually served at 5:45 or 6 p.m. I remember, or I think maybe 5:30. I think it's earlier than that, because to get everybody in, sit down, serve their own food, things like it does take a while. So yeah, I would say 5:30 would be when the dinner is served. So most of the time the girls will leave the dorm around 4:30 even, and then they would hang out with the guys or hang out with the girls or bring their laundry, because we also have a laundry chute that we have to bring our dirty clothes. So then the school, they have a laundry mat that actually washes our clothes for us. So what we do is we put it into like one of those linen bags, and you just pull the string, chuck all your clothes in, pull the string to wrap it up, and then you will carry it. And so a lot of times we look like the seven dwarves from Snow White, where we're carrying like satchels of things, but no, these are just our dirty clothes. So we will be carrying them, walk down to the cafeteria prior the dinner is served, we'll chuck it down the chute, and then miraculously the clothes will be nicely folded, ironed, and put it in your own locker for you to collect the next day. So that is how our clothes get done. So anyway, you do this pretty much every day, or every second day, actually. Every second day you do this. So that's what we do. After dinner, we have a bit of a hangout sesh. So usually the girls boarding house and the guys boarding house, at this point we would separate, because we will be studying at separate locations. They would never let the girls and the boys to study together. I reckon it's because it's too much distraction, so, which I get it. So after dinner, the mistresses and the misters will round the boys, and the mistress will round the girls up, the misters will round the boys up. So we go to our separate location to study. But prior to the study session, we would actually do what we call it a boarding house meeting. So a bit of housekeeping. So things like, girls, if you are going to throw your pads, please throw it properly. Don't leave it hanging out from the sanitary bin, blah, blah, blah. Things like that. Very housekeeping stuff. And then we also give out rewards. So I think it's a way they build morale. I think like it's not anything big. Like the reward could be, oh, I got a star today. I would like to give the star to so and so because they smiled at me, and I always have a really good chat with them. Something like that. Something really simple as that, and you. Each week a girl will have a star, and you pass it around and you thank whoever you want to thank on a weekly basis, and then obviously so on and so forth. So that's what we do before we study. So then by the time it hits, I reckon 7:30 p.m., 8 p.m., we would head into the library at night and we would do a study. I don't remember me doing much study at all, because all you do is, even though we have to be very quiet, because the mistress will actually go around the library, and then if you're talking or being too loud, they will tell you to calm down, and they will tell me like focus on your study and things like that. So I do remember doing my maths homework and a little bit of my English homework and things like that, but most of the time I do them back at the dorm. But anyway, you study till 9 p.m. and we then start walking back to the dorm house. And every night we would have supper. The supper, oh my God, it's so nostalgic. So the supper that we get is always biscuit, milk, and Milo. So what we used to do is we always pour the milk, maybe two-thirds of the cup, and then you then pour like 2 tablespoons of Milo powder on top, or the other way around actually. I would pour 2 tablespoons of powder, or Milo powder, into the cup, and then you add milk, then you stir it, and that's our supper plus biscuit. So we have that every single night. It was, yeah, it was pretty awesome. I'm not gonna lie, guys. It was pretty good. And then I think and that was a really quick supper. You hang around, you talk to your friends, catch up on the day, gossip, I don't know, just very random stuff. And then I think by the time it's like 9:30, the mistress will then ask you, all the girls, to go brush your teeth, head to bed. And bedtime is by, I think bedtime is by 10, I reckon, as at the latest. No sound can be made until by 10. So yeah, basically lights out by 9 p.m. So there's not much lights going on. We have your like lamp that you have in your room. And all the girls would shower, things like that, get to bed and all that stuff. So that's pretty much it. That's a day in a life of a boarder back in 2007, I think. Yeah, I think it's 2007. Yeah, 2000 and, oh no. Yeah, no, 2007. Yeah, that's it, 2007. So yeah, so that's the life of a boarder, guys. That is what my day-to-day is like in a week. Next question that I wrote for myself to answer is, how many Asians were there in boarding school when I attended? There were about 3 other Asians and they were all Taiwanese, funny enough, including me. So that makes it 4 Asians in the whole boarding house. The one that was my roommate, she is Taiwanese, but she grew up in Australia, so she wasn't really like fluent in Chinese anyway. And then the other 2 girls that are Taiwanese, they were more like they can actually speak Chinese to me, and like we actually talk, as you know, in Chinese. And so, because I remember the other 2 girls, one of them also immigrated over, or actually no, she came over to Australia when she was quite like at an older age. So she only came to Australia at 15, but her English skill was really good already. And so she came from Taiwan because she wanted to study somewhere else that isn't Taiwan, and her parents like allowed her to. So that was really cool. But me and her became really good friends really fast, although she was my senior. So she was 3 years older than me. So when I was in grade 7, she was in grade 10. So yeah, so she was she's a senior to me, basically. And I think, there was like maybe, I think in my brother, in the boys' boarding house, I think my brother was the only Asian at the boys' boarding house. So yeah, he picked up his English language speaking skills really quickly. Whereas me, I also did as well, because majority of the time you'd be hanging out with someone in your own grade. And so, but me and this other girl, this other chick who is a senior to me, we also hang out quite often actually on weekends and things like that, because we're both Taiwanese and we kind of found a bit of bond through that. So that was really nice. And till this day, like we don't really talk much anymore, but we, you know, we keep in touch on social media and it's really nice. So she's out doing her own thing, and yeah, it's really cool to see that. But yeah, so that's how many Asians that attended boarding school at the time. What was the houses in boarding school? So we actually have houses. So when I say houses, it's kind of like you're different. They divide girls into 2 different houses. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's like the most straightforward way I can describe it. So we have in my notes, let's see. So I was in the finger house. So finger, but we don't, it's actually spelled finger, but we don't say finger house because it's not, I don't really know where these names came from. So don't ask me. But I remember I say I'm from the finger house, but it's not because that sounds really sus, especially when you have little kids around. So it's actually finger. So it's, we don't pronounce the G. And then the other house is Cameron Hurst house. So I was in the finger house. My senior was actually in the Cameron Hurst house. So when you're in two different houses, they actually split you up into two sections of dorm. So in our boarding house, we actually have two different dorms. That is like, there's a courtyard in the middle that you can come across different houses. So I was in the finger house, and then the Cameron house is, you know, opposite. And then for the boys' boarding house, you have Lucky Mitzi, which my brother was in, and Shilling. So these are the two houses for the boys' boarding house. So those are the two houses in our boarding school. What was the culture like when living in an all-girls dorm? It was so much fun. I would not change a thing in the world. So I was in boarding school from grade 7 to grade 11. I have to say, like, I'm pretty lucky and grateful to have the experience because I think without having this boarding school experience, I wouldn't have learned to how to straighten my hair, curl my hair, dress nice, do my makeup. I put on my first eyeliner when I was 15. Girls put on eyeliners way earlier than I did back then. I reckon, like, back in the day, oh my god, it makes me sound so old, but yeah, back in the day, we don't really put makeup on much. I mean, some girls do, but most of us are like, we don't really know much. And also, there's not a lot of nice, like, really good makeup product back in the day. So you just go in bareface. Like, as long as your skin routine is good, that's kind of like what you go by. But yeah, so, and then shave my legs. I learned how to shave my legs. Oh my god, I have to tell you guys the story. Long story short, actually no, story time. So I remember the first time I shaved my legs. So I was in grade 8, and I remember this girl, Anna. She was the most beautiful girl I have ever seen. She's also my senior. She was really, really pretty. I remember looking up to her because she was so pretty. But she was also super, super genuine and super nice. And I remember this one weekend, I was chatting to her, just asking her, you know, what she's up to and things like that. She actually, we were talking about shaving legs or something. Yeah, I think she told me that, oh, I'm just shaving my legs. And I said, oh, how do you do that? Like, I don't know what do you mean shaving your legs? And guys, trust me, I know at grade 8, I think you should know how to shave your legs because that's kind of like the time when you get your period. Like, it's a pretty common thing to know. But you know, guys, my mom, again, love her, but she never really trained me for any of it. So Anna took me into the bathroom. The minute I told her I don't know what shaving legs mean, she dragged me to the bathroom, got her shaving cream, got her razor, and she said, all right, Diana, pop your leg into the sink. And then I did as what she's told me. And yeah, your girl's leg is looking very, very hairy at the time because somebody doesn't know how to shave their armpit and legs and you know what. And so I popped my legs into the sink. She splashed water on it. And then she popped the shaving cream on, smoothed it out. And then she like wet the razor a little bit under the tap. And then she started shaving my legs, showing me how to do it. She did it once and then she handed the razor to me. She's like, okay, Diana, just copy what I did. Do it this, like, go from an upward motion from your ankle up. So that's what she, how she explained it to me, how to shave my legs. So I did exactly what she's told, what she told me. And after we've done the business, she then said, okay, rinse it off with water. So I rinse it off. She handed me a towel, pat it dry. And oh my God, it was the smoothest day of my leg I have ever felt. I was like, oh, what is this magic? Like, I was so impressed. And she was like, right? It's so smooth. I was like, Diana, you now know how to shave your leg. You should also shave your armpits. And she also told me how to shave down there as well. So it's a whole situation, but it was so wholesome. Like, I feel like now when I think back on it, it was such an amazing memory because, I mean, growing up, it's like having multiple sisters teaching you how to be a girl. Like, it's like, it was just the most, it was like the best thing ever. So it was so cool. And yeah, so Anna basically taught me that. And she also taught me how to curl my hair, all that stuff. Other girls also taught me as well. So it was just everybody teaching. All the senior girls would teach the younger girls how to do this and that and all that stuff. Like, just girl maintenance, like a little bit of a girl's housekeeping, how to be a girl, basically. So that was a very, very cool experience. So that was kind of like the culture in the boarding house. I can't say about it today because a lot has changed, because I remember when I graduated, they actually renovated the dorm. They now have doors in each room. So it's very different. So I don't know what it's like now these days, because also another thing I would like to mention is that all the girls that actually do attend boarding school, you're either from a very far away country like me, because at the time my mom and dad were still going back and forth from Taiwan and Australia. And at the time my dad's business were quite busy. So my mom had to go back a lot quite often. So that's why boarding school was kind of like the right choice to make. Or you're from a rural region of Queensland, or actually it doesn't even have to be from Queensland. You can from any other state, but majority of the time it's from Queensland. So they could be from Toowoomba, Bundaberg, Townsville, things like that, that came to Brisbane to attend high school for a better education that in a rural town are not able to provide. So a lot of these girls actually grew up on a farm. So you have girls that are just super humble and super unmaterialistic. And I think thinking back now, just growing up amongst these beautiful girls and now women, some of them I still keep in contact with these days, or just, you know, we see them on social media that we're friends of. But just growing up amongst these women, or amongst these girls, like I said, they were like the most unmaterialistic girls that I've met. So I think it really shaped me, even though I like nice things. Don't trust me, I do like nice things. I have branded bags and bag, actually. I'll just say one, because I don't spend money on that kind of stuff often. But I like nice things, you know. I like a good lifestyle and things like that, a majority because from my family side. But I think growing with them, it really just, I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of like they really showed me that you can have fun without it always being on I think they've shown me you can live life beyond it. I think that's what they taught me. Because in boarding school, we not only go to boarding camps, we also play different sort of team sports on weekends with the boys' boarding house and the girls' boarding house. We also have boarding school parties or boarding school dance. So we used to actually invite other boarders from other boarding houses to our school, and our school will actually host a boarding school dance for the boarders. And we used to like invite boys from like Nudgee, Boys Grandma, I think, and BBC. I think that was, from like those sort of schools. Like I can't remember from the top of my head. Like I honestly, I was so young back then. It doesn't really bother me, but there was a lot of those kind of things that were happening in boarding school. So that was really, really fun. Yeah. Anyway, also with boarding school dancers, it gets a bit wild. Cause as you know, they not only just invite grade sevens and eights. We're very innocent back then. Okay, guys, like we are not, and no shame to kids these days. They just have more access to information these days than we did back then. So, but back then we were very innocent. So nothing happened between the grade seven and the grade eights, but the grade nine and above to grade 12, you know, when you get older, yeah, a lot of the girls actually would dress up for the, now when I come and think about it, I remember when we were all getting ready in the bathroom, I remember the senior girls would put the most effort and they would be talking about boys, but I was so innocent back then. I didn't really know what they were talking about, but I know they were giggling, they were blushing, things like that. And I remember after the boarding school dance, obviously we have a curfew. We can't just be partying until 1 a.m. And there's no alcohol because we're underage. In Australia, you have to, you know, you can drink when you're 18. So we were, you know, the oldest were like 17. So there was no alcohol, but we were all just high on vibes. Like it was just good vibes, good music, Flo Rida, low. I'm sure mid-20s to late 20s audience would know that song. I mean, I'm sure some people that are younger that are listening to this podcast, I'm hoping you would know that song too. But yeah, that was kind of like the song that we vibe to, Chris Brown, Rihanna, things like that. But I remember like after the boarding school dance, you know, you'll catch senior girls kissing the boys from the other school, like Nudgy and Churchy and things like that. But you know, when I do catch them doing that, I would run to my friends who are like, you know, grade eight. We were grade eight then, but you know, very young still. I was like, oh my God, so-and-so is kissing that boy from this school and things like that. And I used to get so excited for them. And then, and I remember like we'd be walking back to our boarding house because obviously they shut down the dance and time's up and things like that. And probably ended around like 11 p.m. And then we walk back and I remember some of the boys will walk the senior girls back because obviously they've flirted all night and, you know, they probably like each other. But I remember seeing multiple senior girls would be standing in front of the boarding, in front of the boarding house entrance and just chatting to the boys. And I remember the headmistress would walk out to the front entrance and be like, all right, ladies, let's head back in. Stop flirting. Let's go. It was the funniest thing ever. But yeah. It was actually a really fun night. But that's how boarding school dance goes. So we host them pretty much every year, with the other boarders from a different school. So, good, great experience, a lot of fun. And, I think about boarding school as like a one big party whenever you do any sort of activities. So even like when we went on boarding school camps, we used to go on boarding school camps like twice a year and it would be at some beach, which I cannot remember for the life of me at the moment because again, I was still so young and it's been like more than 12 years ago. So I cannot remember, but I remember going through boarding school camps and things like that. We would get a cabin. So usually you share with like five other girls and it's just like gossip sesh every night. You just talk about, oh, you like that boy and what did he say to you today? What did you guys do today? Just very innocent chat, like what girls would talk about as in grade eight. Like you would just, yeah. Because I don't really remember much when I got older because I don't think romance or relationship was really anything that stood out to me in high school. Like I had crushes, but I don't think I ever had the urge to be like, I need a boyfriend. Like that was never my priority. So I was like, you know, you can like a boy and you talk about it with your friends, but that's about it. So nothing too exciting with me. But yeah, so that's what it's like living in an all girls dorm. Like it's just party every night. not in a wild way, but it's kind of like you would sit in a circle, you chat, different night could be with different groups, like no one really exclude anybody. Yes, you do get into argument with your friends because you are in close proximity with them every single day and every single night. And there are times when you're young and when you can't process the emotions, some girls can get a little bit catty. Like they can be a little bit, you know, bitchy, I would say, but nothing ever vicious. I think it's all like sometimes when you come across girls like that, it's usually resolved like the next day. It really could just be because they're having a bad day, or sometimes it could just be for no reason and you just deal with it, or you go to other friends. Like it's just one of those things. You're kids, what do you know? So yeah. Next one, do the girls and the boys flirt? 100%, absolutely, they do flirt. But I would say most of the time, it would be the senior girls and the senior boys. They definitely do flirt. I think I remember this is one time when we went to, again, I think it was boarding school camp. And I remember that one of the senior girl and one of the senior boy, got caught in a equipment room. They were kissing, I think. I don't know much from it. You never know. Maybe they were a lot more mature and sexually active. But in boarding school, you are not allowed to do that. They have a very strict rule between that kind of activity between a boy and a girl from boy's boarding house and a boy's boarding house, because if you get caught, you technically get suspended or expelled from school. It's like they actually took it very seriously. And I think also being that our school is a religious college. So religiously, I guess, for any of you out there who are religious, you're not meant to do that before marriage. So that was kind of like what we were taught back in high school, because it was a Lutheran college. So when they caught you in that kind of act, even if it's not sexual activity, I think just you sneaking off, kissing a boy and things like that, you tend to actually get suspended for a period of time. So I think it just depends how severe it is. Or if it's really severe, then yeah, you do get expelled. So it's not great. So just don't get caught if you're in boarding school. But I don't know about it these days, not sure. But back then it was very, very strict and frowned upon. Okay, so I think we're going to wrap it up very soon because I am definitely going over time. There's just so much to unpack. Like, I think I've only touched the surface of what it's like living in a boarding house, but I think I'm summarizing it up okay, hopefully. So what other activities do the girls used to do on weekends? So that's another thing. So on weekends, we actually can ask for a 3-hour free time outside of the boarding house. So when you're living in boarding house full time, even on weekends, we do some activities just so that, you know, the girls don't get bored and, you know, we have some sort of thing to keep us going and keep the morale going amongst the girls and a bit of a team bonding kind of thing. And so we used to, we ask for 3 hours of leave to go to the shops. So where we were, we need to walk about 20 minutes to the Westfield Mall. And on weekends, you can technically ask for 3 hours to either watch a movie, because usually movies will be about two and a half hours, and then you finish watching it, you can go for a bit of shop and then come back. So you always have to go in a group of three. So they will not allow you to go just by yourself for safety reasons. And if it's a grade 7 or 8 or 9, you have to go with a senior. So a senior can take a grade 7 or grade 8 by themselves. Seniors usually can go by themselves, so from grade 10 upwards. But if you're anyone younger than grade 10, you have to either go in a group of 3 or 4. And as you get older, you can be a little more independent. So when I was in grade 8, yeah, some of us would actually used to, you know, go watch the movies that are showing in the cinemas. Or if it's just purely shopping, you can only ask for 2 hours. So you will walk to the shops, get what you need, come back. So that was kind of like the rules on the weekend. And I think, what else do we do on the weekend? I think you can just do whatever you want. You can sleep. Oh, the only other thing that we have to go to is every Sunday, we have to wake up at 7 a.m. and we have to walk to the church by 7:30 a.m. to attend church. So that was something that we have to do, compulsory. So on Sundays, we never get to sleep in because I always get woken up by the mistresses. They would turn the light on, start yelling. It's like, okay, girls, time to wake up. You got to wake up. It's 7 o'clock. We're going to attend church at 7:30. So that was kind of like my every Sunday. That was, I can practically recite from that. I can practically recite it at this age because it was every Sunday. Like it's the same script that the mistress would yell across the dorm as they walk through to ask us to wake up. So that was every Sunday. So that's like the only compulsory thing we have to do on the weekends. Otherwise, yeah, you can just do whatever. Some girls, you know, watch TV, play games, play some sport. Very chill. I would say very chill. And I think sometimes the mistress or the headmistress will put on movies in the common area. So sometimes she will ask around and be like, hey girls, what would you like to watch? And there's a few selections and we all agree on one. And then we will all just sit in front of the TV and then watch movie. We will make popcorns. We'll snuggle up. We used to have bean bags in those common room areas. It was really nice. And you'll snuggle up with your friends and, you know, eat popcorn, commentate on the movie or don't, like you just, you know, chill. And then most Sunday nights, both the boys' boarding house and the girls' boarding house would actually do a Macca's run. That was like, so usually not a lot of people actually go on Macca's run. Like it's, you gather the boys from the boys' boarding house and some of the girls from the girls' boarding house. Yeah, we will go on a Macca's run. But usually I think they don't really... Yeah, I would say usually there's only about 10 of us, and you would just walk. It's just down the road, so you would just walk out of the campus, walk down the hill, and then around the corner, and then there's Macca's. So we would usually do that on a Sunday night. Doesn't happen. I think it doesn't really happen every Sunday, but most Sundays they would organize something and do a Macca's run. So that was really fun. So, but yeah, I think just on that note, I'm just going to wrap it up here. This one has been a little bit longer than usual. I want to try and keep it at 45 minutes, but honestly, with my boarding house experience, I hope you guys really enjoyed my stories and my experience. I hope that it gives you a bit of insight to what it was like when I was younger. It was a lot of fun. I think consider the fact that I think, and I will, I think I would like to raise this as well. I think when you're a teenager and when you are still growing up, it is so important to surround yourself with good people. I think I cannot stress enough to say that because I see so many kids these days, they hang around kids that may not be good for them. Obviously these days a little bit harsher because you got the internet so accessible, there's cyberbullying, you can get bullied at school as well. And I don't know, I think times has really changed since when I attended high school. I'm not saying that bullying wasn't a thing back when I was in high school, but it wasn't not as vicious as it is today from what the stories I've heard. Obviously, I know that there are going to be some other high schools out there that you may have a really good high school experience, which I'm happy for you, honestly, because I had a really, really great high school experience. I didn't really experience any bullying. I think at most, it's just because I was really painfully shy. People take a little bit of advantage over me. But otherwise, they don't go overboard. Like, it wasn't anything vicious. I think it was more so of misunderstanding. So, yeah, so in that aspect, I have to say I'm very, very lucky. But I think for all of you out there that are listening who maybe in the younger audience, or if you have a kid and things like that, I think, yeah, just make sure you surround them with good, good people. Because I think without the girls I've grown up with in the boarding house, I think I would have still been a very shy kid. I think by the time I hit grade 12, it was a little bit better. I wouldn't say I wasn't shy. I think I was still very painfully shy. But I think because of them, I was able to speak up, voice my concerns, tell them what I think, how I feel, what I like, what I don't like, just things like that. Because I remember when I was very young, I do not know how to voice those feelings. So yeah, so I think overall boarding school is a really, really good experience. It really forced you to be in a out of your comfort zone, and I think with the right educator, I would say, I think maybe that's what they call them these days, but I think with the right staff members, with the right educator in the boarding school, it really can ease the tension amongst girls, because I think girls are emotionally more sensitive, whereas with guys, they chill. Like, I don't think they express as much feeling as we do, or feel as sensitive as we do. So I think back in the day, it was really nice, because if you ever felt like you're being excluded or you feel uncomfortable, you can always go to one of those mistresses and you're able to tell them, I don't feel good about this, or, and then they can probably help you to navigate how to resolve the matter. So that's my take. And so if I have a kid today, would I send them to a boarding school? Probably not. I think given the fact that technology is so easily accessible, and I think I definitely think my kid is going to get a phone and at a lot early age than I do, for safety purposes, so I can call her or him or whatever. But I think, given the society today, I probably wouldn't put my kid into a boarding school. I'm just too worried about, you can access internet so, so, so easily, and sometimes you can't really be there to help them in this world today. It's just different. Like, I think back when I was in boarding school, we had no computer, we had no Facebook, we had no Instagram, no, maybe at best Tumblr, but Tumblr is only there to upload your art, like your pictures, kind of like Pinterest. We don't have Twitter. We don't have Snapchat. We don't have all these other devices where it exposes yourself to that side of the world. So when I was in boarding school, we were very, very present. Like, a lot of the times it would, we texting at best. That's probably the most that we would do in boarding school. Back when I was in high school. So yeah, that's my final thought of the whole boarding school experience for myself, and my thought about if I had a kid, would I put them in? Probably not. So that's my reason for it. But yeah, look, I reckon leave a comment below if you've been to boarding school. Let me know what your experience is like. If you guys have any questions in regarding boarding school, just write it down in my question in the answer box in this episode. I probably will make a part two, because there's actually a lot more I can talk about on this topic. And so yeah, on that note, I'm gonna wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you really enjoyed it, and again, in next Sunday I will post another episode. I'm gonna try and keep consistent, but otherwise, have a lovely weekend, because I'm filming this on a Friday, and I'm about to head to Queenstown on Monday. So by my next recording, you will be seeing me with mountains probably behind me, if I can find a spot. But yeah, hope you really enjoyed it. I really appreciate you guys listening, and have a lovely weekend. Talk to you guys soon. See ya.